Good morning. I'm Mike Johnson, and we have Mark Myrie from Crawford County Emergency Management with us. As Mark, you've got a lot of new information that we want to make sure everybody knows about regarding the flood cleanup and the aftermath of flooding and everything. Let's first talk about how important it is for the folks to call 211.
One of our main partners with throughout this now flooding process is going to be the Great Rivers 211. They're a phone line or an internet base where you can report damages done to your residents due to the floodwaters that have struck our area. Also, any unmet needs that you may have. Now that we've had countless sandbags sent out to people's houses, that's one of the things that we're going to ask you to call in to help with if you want them help, if you need help removing them from your residence. So we're asking that anybody in the Crawford County area to contact 211 with any damages or unmet needs like the sandbag removal. And we're currently working with the Prairie Sheen High School to set up some volunteers for May 18th to come out and help us with that. We're going to try to set it up so it runs like an operation with different teams going to different locations to help with this cleanup process.
Now, it's also very important for the folks to report to that damage to 211 to help with any possible compensation?
That's correct. So if, by any chance, if the Wisconsin Disaster Fund or FEMA gets involved and there is possible financial compensation, your name does need to be on that 211 list. That's going to be how we determine where the funds go back out to people, because these are the people that actually reported actually having damages from the floodwaters.
And you also have a lot of information regarding cleanup as the Red Cross is in town today for some helping out with cleanup kits.
That's correct. So the Red Cross will be out at the Tourist Information Center in Prairie du Chien from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. today to hand out cleanup kits, bottled water, and rubber gloves that were donated to the Chamber of Commerce or to our department to help give out to the community to help with the cleanup process. Inside that each bucket of cleanup kit, you're going to find a bunch of different things like sponges, rubber gloves, there's a squeegee or a brush with a breakdown handle for it, bleach, and other things inside that cleanup kit that anybody may need during these floodwater cleanups. That's just kind of the basic kit that people, a good spot to start off with without knowing individual houses and needs, because every house may need a little bit different needs for the cleanup process.
The city will be doing a few things here in Prairie du Chien as well, as far as dumpsters and collecting debris and stuff.
That's correct. So meeting with the city, they're going to strategically place dumpsters throughout the city around the affected areas so the public will be able to take this trash from inside their residences and outside the residence with their brush cleanup and to be placed inside dumpsters so that it helps out with the cleanup process. With the floodwaters, you're going to want to try to get that cleaned up as soon as possible if you can. Carpets ripped out if they've been affected by the floodwaters. Any appliances that were affected by floodwater, you're going to want to have them checked by a professional before using, like your furnace, your water heater, stuff like that. We've been in touch with Madison Gas and Electric, and they're stating that if your furnace was compromised by the floodwaters, you may have to get a new one. Just because of the potential of the different bacterias or problems that they could have from the water damages. And then if you have to clean any hard surfaces throughout your homes, they're asking that you do it with hot water and soap, and then follow it up with a bleach or a commercial cleaner just to disinfect it from there. Soft surfaces like furniture, upholstered furniture, rugs, bedding, clothing, stuff like that, you're going to want to move that to open air to have it dry out naturally, if possible, before you clean it out. And then for anybody else that's wanting to help with the cleanup process, they can contact the Chamber of Commerce and leave a message, 608-326-8555, extension 12. Like we stated, we're going to be having a volunteer group on May 18th, we believe. And any volunteers that want to help with the cleanup process, they can call and sign up then. And if you're able to be used previously before that for volunteer services, go ahead and call the Chamber of Commerce then, because we may have other teams that need to go out before that May 18th date.
Also a donation account being set up.
That's correct. So we're still working out the details on that. So if people want to donate either via check or cash, checks can be acceptable, but we need to find out which account that will be written off to so it can go into the correct account so funds can be accountable. And then with cash, I believe that we're going to be trying to do that at our finance meeting, if anybody wants to do a cash donation, they would have to show up at that time with multiple witnesses.
And it's been a pretty wild few weeks, especially for your department and the police and fire departments around the area. And what an event that showed people coming together, working together, and it just probably couldn't have gone much smoother.
So we are very thankful for the community and all of our partners and the first responder field for over the past couple weeks in regards to the flooding and also our train derailment that we had within our county. In regards to the flooding, we had a community outpour of support. We had different businesses sending volunteers down to help sandbags. We've had high school students come out and help sandbag or place sandbags in people's property. And it's just, you can't ask for a better community at this time.
No doubt about that. So the most important thing right now, call 211, report your damage and your unmet needs, and cleanup kits available from 11 till 4 today at the Tourist Information Center. Mark Myrie with us from Crawford County Emergency Management as we transition into the flood cleanup efforts. Thanks for stopping in, Mark.
Thank you.